Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
All right, young whippersnapper, what's your name here?
Not like Big Bang Hank.
I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball.
Key, let me ask you a question. Right or
yes,
wrong?
Sir.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
I just saw it, and I was just talking to Max about it.
Yeah, yes,
before
sir.
We came out. So I was looking on video on the Shade Room, and I can't help myself. I can't.
God.
And Busta Rhymes is walking.
I've seen this.
And a girl comes up behind him and slaps him on the buttocks. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't know. He turns around. Caesar has his drink in his hand, throws a drink at her. Is he wrong or right?
I probably wouldn't have. Oh, you said he didn't see her.
Well, he felt somebody turn around, slap
turned
his
around,
butt.
Saw he didn't
he
know the
turned
person.
Turned around, didn't know the person. Saw the girl, took his drink, threw it at the girl. See, like, the reason I asked you this because I said to Max, I'm like, okay, like, because some people are like, oh, he's in the wrong. Why would he do that? I'm like, but if roles were reversed, if that was a woman that got her butt slapped
probably,
by a guy.
Everyone should
that
keep
would be
their
okay.
hands to themselves.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Max saying everyone should
keep their hands to yourself.
Yeah, that is true.
Saying.
I probably, most likely,
would not have
most
thrown
definitely,
yeah.
wouldn't have thrown anything at her.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have probably turned around and said, what the bleep are you doing?
Fine. Yeah, that's cool.
Why are you touching me?
But
that's probably what I would have said.
Max gave us the great Eric Bieniemy, you know, exercise. Where it's like, if Eric Bieniemy were white, like, do you think so? That was an exercise. So then I start doing the exercise in my mind, right? About
from a young lady's perspective.
Yes,
yeah, but
if that was a lady,
it's not apples,
and a guy did that.
It's not apples to apples because in the case of black and white, the oppressed group has been black. In the case of men and women, the oppressed group has been women.
Women, but that makes it okay.
But regardless,
no, it's not that it makes it okay.
I was about to say, I'm glad you said that.
Analogy,
but I'm glad you said that because I was going to say, you don't put your hands on a woman at all.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, whether I understand what you're saying, Jay.
But then you're saying it's okay for a woman just to put her hands on you.
I'm not saying it's okay, but your the way that I always look at it, your strength is greater.
I understand. And I wasn't saying this a direct correlation.
Yeah, but
I was just saying the overall
principle
exercise
is similar,
of like remove because like to me like that's okay. Don't put your hands on nobody.
He can't throw stuff at people.
It's assault. Even because it's no longer he's not being threatened. He's not you can't. But I get what you're saying, Jay. If that's what she shouldn't be smacking him on the butt.
Well, right? Did they say why she did it?
No, I think it was just a fan.
Good game, Buster.
Good game, Buster.
Hold on, cuz.
Not on your team.
Wait,
man.
It was
not on your team, cuz.
I don't know, Max. Move on because you're scared. I get it.
Do we give Kevin Durant an unfair pass? That's what I want. I think we've exhausted the other topic. I'm not scared.
I know. I understand. Yeah, I understand.
It's fine.
Do we give him an unfair pass? Brian in Chicago, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, how you guys doing, man? Again, I love you guys. I think it's like my third time coming in. But everybody that be hating on KD when it comes to LeBron and KD, who the best and everything, I just got to always substitute them. Like, if Mike would have moved over to the Heat when Bron went over there with their big three, I don't think Mike would have lost to Dallas because Wade just beat him without him. So I can never put Bron up there. I don't see how people don't see that.
Mike?
If who would have gone where?
If Mike?
If Michael Jordan would have ever gone to the Heat with Bosh and
Dwayne Wade,
they would have never lost to the Heat. So basically what he's doing is he's supplanting Michael in Miami instead of LeBron.
The greatest of
all time. Only because KD gets penalized a lot.
So let me ask you this. So what if KD went over there instead of Michael?
I don't think they lose to Dallas after Dwayne Wade just beat them. That's why all I'm saying.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, first of all, that Dallas Mavericks team, actually the best player in the world that year when it mattered most was Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were, you know, sometimes you get a 7-footer who's shooting
like that. Yeah, but
they're
like not
that,
supposed
to.
Got
the right
team
around.
I hear you can say all you want, man. Come on.
They weren't supposed to lose, though.
That's LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Paul.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to lose. No, they
were not. It's hard to win, obviously, when it's first year with chemistry, but especially with the way they did it, not one,
what was the little dude?
What
was
the
little
wait, wait. Jay just hit it.
Hey, Jay, what was
if they never say that,
what was the little cat name?
If they never say that, they're okay.
The little cat. The little guard, J.J. Barea, right?
Barea.
See, you can't. I mean, come on, Jay.
He was nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Year.
But it was the way.
No, that's
it
cool.
Was like,
he was nice, but he ain't no damn LeBron.
No, it's not. It was the decision, and then it was like the intro when
it was
started,
the intro.
When
if they never
counting
say
how many
not
trips
two,
gonna
not
win?
Three, not four. No, it was two. Right, like, but if they never say that, and you go to four straight finals and you win back to back, you're good. Yeah.
But then you know what though? You know what's so crazy is they could have said it. After they won one, they could have said that. But when you just landed, you hadn't won anything. You just up there, you know.
Do you remember that? That was like a champion.
And that's coming off. Who won one? Sky Moore, Super Bowl
champion. He's flying high, Sky.
Chiefs wide receiver. Good morning, Sky. How'd it feel? You're Super Bowl champ. What's it like?
Man, I feel good, man. Good morning. I woke up feeling like a champ again, man.
Man, Sky, man, line up right, though. It don't matter because you scored, yeah. Huh?
Man, that play was all messed up. I'm gonna say it wasn't called right, but I don't know. You know
how it go. It's so many plays they call them all wrong, and this is the touchdown that he ran and he scored on. They were in one formation. In the formation, Patrick Mahomes was motioning the wrong side, and I've been in that situation before too, where these damn coaches got so many plays that all sound the same. They think they calling something right, Sky, and they ain't calling the right play, and then all of a sudden they look up, it's the wrong formation, and the first thing they do is blame you. Oh, I've been there before. How does it feel, though, man? How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels so good. You know, I've been trying to get in the end zone all season. So, you know, for me to get there in the last play, the last touchdown of the game, man, it's just crazy, man. I feel so relieved and so happy to be a champ.
So, Sky, you know, I like to ask all the salacious questions, so bear with me on this one. I can't help myself. The voice sounds a little hoarse, dog. Like, how's the last 5 days been, man? How's the celebration been?
Oh, man, we've been turned. I don't even do this for real. And
man,
being around Trav, Juju, all the guys, man, they got me so turned out here.
Now you gonna blame them. He 23?
22.
Ooh, 22 years old. What the hell did you expect for his voice to sound like at 22?
That's what I'm saying. I appreciate it. There's appreciation in my voice, Keith.
And look, check this out. He was celebrating in Kansas City. He ain't even hit Vegas and Miami and all that yet. He's still doing Kansas City.
They still doing the tour.
Yeah. So imagine when he start getting down to South Beach and off season. Come on, man. Stop it.
Let me know, Sky. Let me know. I need to make some travel arrangements, okay? You let me know that plan.
Man, I got you.
So how what, do you – go ahead, Keith.
No, I was going to ask him. See, I never ever really played with a quarterback even close to Patrick Mahomes. Best guy I ever had was Vinny Testaverde, and the second best guy I had was Brad Johnson, but I've never played with a Hall of Fame quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. What is it like to be in the huddle with a dude like that, to catch passes from him? You know, kind of give us some insight.
Yeah, so, you know, playing with Pat, it's one of those situations where, like, you should never get covered. Even though as a receiver you should never get covered anyway, right? You should always be open.
Facts.
But you'll never be out of, like, the play's never over. So like there's never you'll never be out of Pat's range. Like you could go off script so quick and he'll know what you're doing and it'll look like the play. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the look, y'all could be on the same page by just He basically will tell you to just get open, and he'll have the ball there, and that's just the biggest luxury of having a quarterback like him, because you guys can go off script so fast and look like you was on the whole time.
So how do you avoid the Super Bowl hangover? You're first year, win a Super Bowl. It's the only thing you know, right? Like, how do you avoid? Is that on your mind at all? How you run it back?
No, that's the bro. That wasn't on my mind right now. I'm trying to enjoy this first one. You know, we only like a couple days out, and when
I like that answer.
And I say the Super Bowl hangover. Like, I remember during camp. I remember we was working so hard. We was running so much. I'm thinking, like, there ain't no way this is in Super Bowl effort. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's no way we're putting all this work in and we ain't finna win the Super Bowl. So, I feel like just the way we go about our business, man, it's just Super Bowl contender every single year.
Sky Moore, Super Bowl champion, as you just heard. From the Kansas City Chiefs, taken in the second round out of Western Michigan. Joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, Ed, Max, Sky. A couple weeks ago when all the receivers went down, I was one to say, you know what, if guys like Sky Moore are on the field, who primarily is a rookie but really for the most part been playing special teams, it could be tough for the Kansas City Chiefs because of the inexperience, the things that they had at the receiver position. No Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith banged up. Everybody just kind of banged up. You were basically out there as the long ranger to a degree. What do you need to work on from year one to two to become that Tyreek Hill that the Kansas City Chiefs envisioned when they drafted you?
I say the biggest thing for me, And I feel like I got it at the like towards the end of the season. It was like just having that confidence that like I'm here. They got me here for a reason. They got me here in the second round for a reason. You know, they like what I do. So for me to have that confidence in myself and not worry too much about anything else but playing, going out there and playing, and having that confidence. As a receiver, you know, like once you feeling yourself, once you confident, can't nobody check you, and it's hard for the defense to deal with a dude that's confident in himself and knows what he's doing, and is just like I said, just feeling super confident out there and just playing football. Once you start thinking about what you got. What route you're supposed to run, who you're supposed to be running stuff off of, that's when you can start getting in your own head. And I feel like at the beginning of the season, I was so worried about what to run instead of how to run it. So next season, you're going to see me running a little bit more freely out there.
Okay.
And I feel like all that type of stuff will come as I go.
You gonna upgrade them earrings with that Super Bowl check? Man, you know you gotta upgrade them
fine.
Earrings.
Hold on, Key. I got one before you get out of here, Sky. When the hell you think Eric Bieniemy is gonna get a head coaching job? And what has your relationship been like with him on the offensive side of the ball?
Man, that's my dog. I just had an exit meeting with him. A couple days ago. He was my last one. I was in there for like an hour and a half. That Coach EB, man, he's a big reason of why we do what we do over here. He kind of like sets the culture over here, and it doesn't get talked about enough. I feel like he definitely deserves a head coaching spot, when it will come, I don't know, but it definitely should be on the way for sure.
Thank you, Sky Moore, Super Bowl champion.
Congrats, Sky.
I have a feeling it won't be the last one.
And I just want to tell y'all. I'm definitely upgrading the earrings for sure.
Man,
hey,
Sky, Sky, I won the Super Bowl. I played in the NFL. I know what happens to young cats when they get the Super Bowl money. Man, and Jay, that's just from experience, dog. I'm just telling you. The earrings got
already,
to go up a carrot.
I already got the pinky ring, though. I got the pinky ring.
Man, see my man. Come
too.
On, Jay. It's a culture, man.
Go ahead.
All right, Sky.
Congrats, Sky.
Yes, sir. Thank
got
you.
The pinky ring.
Are we giving KD a pass, yes or no? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. We giving KD a pass? I don't even know. Like, how are we giving a pass? I guess what the caller said. Damon from LA said, basically the point was we hold LeBron.
Man, Damon getting a lot of run
to a higher standard, I guess, than KD. But that's also implicitly acknowledging that we are putting LeBron ahead of KD. So, if you're saying KD is getting passes, then you're saying KD should be on the same level as LeBron and have the same standard applied. Well, okay. All right. Maybe he is. I mean, I'll tell you what, Jay. Before he got hurt at Golden State, he had gotten so good it was ridiculous. He'd been better than he ever was. And now he looks like the same guy when he's healthy to me that he was then.
Well, I understand what Damon is saying, though, Jay. And I understand what he's saying because it is a lot of all KD want to do is play basketball. All KD want to do is play basketball. Well, we know that's all he wants to do. But at the end, all LeBron want to do is play basketball and win. But LeBron has a little more control, not necessarily control, but a little more, I would say so, because he has a power broker for an agent.
Also, he calls himself the chosen one and blows the thing, you know, like with the chalk.
But his agent is so powerful.
Can we just listen to what Damon said very quickly, though, and then we can come out and keep talking about it?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Absolutely.
Y'all always giving KD a pass. All I hear is Jay talking about all KD wants to do is hoop. All he wants to do is hoop. Yesterday, y'all bashed LeBron unequal.
No, they're not. LeBron's on a different level than KD.
Well, right now or for their careers?
Right now and for their careers.
No, for their careers, KD.
What are you talking about? We didn't bash LeBron.
I'm talking
about
both. I mean, the way y'all talk about KD is like he's one of the top guys, right?
Well, right now he's the best player in basketball if he's healthy.
He is one of the top guys for sure, man.
I'm curious here. What do you mean we bash?
Pass,
so you talk
all
about
he wants to do is hoop.
So wait.
Let me ask you. Hold on.
Let me jump in for a second. Hold on.
It'd have been chaos. Y'all would have been bashing him like Patrick Beverly was yesterday.
Corey in Michigan, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
What's going on, guys? It's actually Corey from Memphis.
Okay, Memphis.
But what I want to,
I said, okay, Memphis.
But what I want to say is, yes, y'all give KD a pass all the time. All I hear about is KD just want to play basketball. Everybody want to play basketball. That's why they're in the league. Everybody want to talk about the big three, and they lost to the Mavericks. LeBron won four straight after that. But KD can go to a team that had him down 3-1 that he let come back a month later. LeBron could never. He could never do nothing like that. No other player in the history of the league that y'all consider on the level of somebody as LeBron could do something like that.
Corey, let me ask you a question. Corey, have you ever heard anybody ever say that Kevin Durant is the greatest player of all time? Yes or no?
It don't matter.
Corey, just answer my question, Corey.
Look interested, Max.
Have you ever heard somebody say that Kevin Durant is the greatest player of all time? Yes or no? Have you ever heard somebody say LeBron James is the greatest player of all time?
Yes.
That's why it's different.
I'm saying it right now.
LeBron and Kevin Durant are different. No, I'm not sitting here on national TV trying to make them the same. They're different. I'm talking about LeBron is the greatest player of all time. I think Kevin Durant is one of the greatest scorers of all time, not one of the greatest players of all time.
Well, yeah, you think he's also one of the greatest, but you just pat LeBron ahead of him. Well, LeBron's, you have LeBron challenging Jordan. You don't have KD challenging Jordan.
Yes.
Right.
That's why you hear.
My thing is, I'm not even saying that they got to be on the same level. Nobody that has ever even been the second greatest player in the league or the best player in the league will be able to do what Kevin Durant does. He hardly even played one of them seasons for the Golden State Warriors. Just walked right into a ring. He was injured for a lot.
He landed on a team where they couldn't not win a ring with him. But you can't say he walked into a ring if he's the MVP in the finals.
He got the finals MVP, man.
Can't say that. But you're right. Like, but by the way, as I was trying to say earlier, guys, when everyone's like, oh, you can't. No, yes, you can. He went to a team as an MVP-level player that literally could not lose if you added an MVP to that team and took away very little.
Okay,
this is what we already know. I'll say this about certain fighters, right? Like, I'll take Muhammad Ali, for instance. When he was at his best, he was the goodest heavyweight of all time at the time, right? Meaning he was better than all the other guys. But we didn't know how great he was because we never saw him really tested. Then when, after exile, he comes back, he's old, Frazier and Foreigner young. Now we see he has all the heart and all that stuff. He wasn't as good as he once was, but because of that, we saw he was greater. If you're a player and you win a championship, that's supposed to show not just that you're an excellent, excellent individual scorer or whatever, but that you can lead a team or be a part of a championship team. But he joined a team where it was almost impossible for them not to win if you put Kevin Durant on that team.
Max?
It doesn't prove the same thing that, so for what, example,
skills,
LeBron proved
so
when he
skills,
beat the Warriors.
Man. Stop.
So what's that? Stop, what does that Max. Equal? What's the overall thesis that comes away from
the
that?
Overall thesis is usually a ring proves something you didn't already know about a certain player. But in KD's case, the deck was so stacked, it doesn't quite. That's what I'm saying. So
no,
that's
it doesn't
why people
quite,
because
that's the way you want it to be.
Well, no. Like, he didn't win it in OKC. We were looking at Brooklyn. Okay, it didn't work out. Now he's on Phoenix. I think it's unfinished business for Kevin Durant to win a ring, not on that Warriors team.
But that's because the way you want it to be, though. You want him to win a ring.
So LeBron cemented himself when he went back to Cleveland and won a chip, right?
That was another level, but yeah, no, he'd already done it in Miami, but that was another level.
But he was in Miami with Bosh and Wade.
But here's the difference.
He went to Dwayne Wade's team.
Here's the difference.
Yes.
Yes, he did, but the Heat were not already a champion.
They were already a champion.
No, that was from
Dwayne Wade.
But that was years before. They were not good.
He was a perennial all-star. Same with Chris Bosh.
Yes. He got together an all-star team on that team, as KD tried to do in Brooklyn, for which KD would have gotten credit had they won. That's different than parachuting into a team that just won 73 games.
Okay, so like, how does that make you think about Kevin Durant now? Like, where's that in the overall argument compared to what he said? I got lost.
He already done told you that. He needs to see Kevin Durant do it basically by himself.
No, not with, by himself. He can do it with Devin Booker and Chris Paul.
Basically by himself. Basically.
No, being with Devin Booker and Chris Paul by yourself? No.
Basically is what you're saying, though, because you said he couldn't. He had to go parachute in to Golden State to win it on a 73-win team.
Guys.
So, essentially, you want to see him not have champions around him.
If
everybody
Charles
has
Barkley,
champions around him.
If Charles Barkley would have joined the Bulls, right, after they won 72 games, if he would have joined the Bulls and won a chip, it would not make me think of him differently as a player versus had Charles Barkley won a chip on another good team, he went to Phoenix, wherever, and done it there. Even though they were stacked,
okay.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. That's all. I'm saying.
Man,
it's
a
not
win
like
a win
knock
is a
on
win.
KD.
What? Yeah.
Well, it is a knock. You are knocking KD.
What is it?
You
then?
Are.
It's unfinished business. It's that it doesn't confer. The ring doesn't confer.
This is why I'm
KD
so happy that I am
what
an
it
athlete.
Confers on someone. Like, had he done it somewhere else?
You know, I think this is a really big problem. Like, I think athletes now listen way too much to media. Mm. And media's opinions of what they need to chase and what the hell they need to
right.
do.
Who
and now everybody's voice is amplified on whether you think Kevin, like if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm looking at Max Kellerman, with no offense, Max, I'm like, yo, I know I'm damn great.
Sure.
I know I'm one of the greatest to ever play the game of basketball.
No offense taken.
And I feel like sometimes fans get angry when they hear players think that way because, like, your opinion is supposed to make me think differently about myself.
No.
When that's not the case.
No, that's super egotistical way to look at it.
And that's same on your part, Max.
No, it's not.
Because you're saying that
these are just my opinions. Well, it's
your
right
opinions
take,
don't mean anything, Max. Did you not know
someone
that? Means nothing.
Convince us that trading Justin Fields is actually a smart move. Keyshawn J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
What?
Listen to Keyshawn J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. What's so funny, Key?
Oh, I was looking at a video in the break. You know how we are all on all these different group chats or whatever.
Yeah.
And they sent a video of my Jet New England game back. I think it was in 97, and Pete Carroll was coaching New England. And we're on this text chain. It looks like there's a lot of confusion going on. And the person on the text chain said, it looks like I was coaching in Canada because it was crazy looking.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, the man who once got two ones for Keyshawn Johnson, is on the phone with us right now.
Very dumb move, but that's okay.
Got two ones?
Not a smart move.
What's up, Mike?
We only asked for 1-1, but Rich McKay, a USC alum, absolutely insisted on saying, it's 2-1s. And we said, okay.
Hey, how long does a team like the Jets, you were the GM of the Jets, you know, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers was there, they were ready to move on from Brett Favre. You went and you landed him, Mike T. How long do, say, the Jets need to wait for Aaron Rodgers to make his decision?
Yeah, gosh, guys, I think this is so hard. You know, you got to look at every option, right? Because you just don't know what you have in Zach Wilson. Mike White's a free agent. So, to me, this is one of those situations where you got to scour. You got to consider absolutely every option. And look, I know Derek Carr isn't great, but he's a really solid player. And he's somebody that would stabilize the position. So, as much as I want Aaron Rodgers, I got to look at Lamar Jackson. Do I give up 2 first-round picks for him? Can I get Derek Carr? All options are on the table.
When do you kick those tires, though, Mike, on Lamar Jackson? When do you pick up the phone? When do you say, hey, are we waiting to the combine? Like, what are we doing?
Key, I would have been doing this a month ago. The day that the Packers were eliminated, I'm calling the Packers about Rodgers as soon as the Ravens were eliminated. Now, that's a little bit different, right? Because if he's a franchise player, I could just go talk to Lamar on the first day of free agency, but I am trying to get on these guys ASAP because I'm trying to box out my competition. Guys, like, we'll be talking about this all off season. There's approximately 14 teams that need quarterbacks.
So, Mike, take us through and get the listeners and our producers and Max to really understand the franchise tag. What the franchise tag does to a team when they tag a guy to that salary cap during the course of free agency, how it allows them to sign players or not sign players.
Yeah, Key, it's a great point. So let's assume they put the traditional franchise tag on. So it's about $32 million. And as soon as you say we're tendering someone the franchise tag, that $32 million hits your cap, Key. So it's a great point. So for the rest of the offseason, it really limits your ability to do other things. And until Lamar Jackson signs that franchise tag, they can't find him. They can't do anything to him. And I'll say this. It's really interesting to me. They just added Todd Monken as their new offensive coordinator who came from college, University of Georgia. And to me, Lamar would have immense leverage if he says, I'm not coming in until the Tuesday before the regular season game. My $32 million is fully guaranteed, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mike, you know, speaking of those guarantees that we were talking earlier about Lamar and – you know, he's pointing to Deshaun, and people are saying, well, that's an outlier, right? We don't, the teams don't want to base it on that contract because he was essentially being treated like a free agent. He went to the highest bidder. They want to look at you know, this one and that one, Russell Wilson, whoever, Kyler Murray. It occurs to me, though, Mike, if Lamar and the Ravens part ways, guess what? He's exactly Deshaun Watson, right? He's in that same situation and will go to the highest bidder. If that's the case, I would expect him to get at least 230 guaranteed. So what kind of incentive does that, like, what does that show the NFL and what can they really do about it, right? If quarterbacks want to get paid like free agents, all they have to do apparently is insist on a trade.
Yeah, it's a very fair point. You know, leverage is an interesting thing. I'll throw one other dynamic into this conversation. Jalen Hurts has 1 year to go. He was a second-round pick guy, so no fifth-year option. And if he says, hey, I want a Deshaun Watson extension, and I'm not coming in until you give me that, like, that will be fascinating to me because unlike those other guys that you're talking, Max, about changing teams, Jalen Hurts could just put his feet up on the table and said, I've outplayed Deshaun Watson, and my leverage is not to show up. And good luck trying to run this team with Gardner Minshew. So this will be certainly the possibility of a transformational year as it relates to quarterback contracts when you factor in Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Lamar, Jalen Hurts. And does Deshaun Watson become an outlier, or is that like the new sort of paradigm?
Mike Tannenbaum, former New York Jets executive, Miami Dolphins, ESPN, NFL front office insider, and one of the guys who screwed up the Keyshawn Johnson trade to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Join us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mike Key, what should the Bears do with the number one overall pick of Justin Fields? Should they trade Justin Fields for a guy I'm assuming would be Bryce Young that a lot of people have at the top of the draft? Or should they simply trade out of the first pick and try to get some talent around Justin Fields?
I would draft Bryce Young. I think Justin Fields has a chance to be a really good player. I like Justin Fields. I think Bryce Young has a chance for greatness, guys. I've watched him. I've met him. I think he has a chance to be an A+. Now, he's small, and typically I don't like small quarterbacks, but I think he's an exception to the rule. And I'll give Todd McShay credit for this because he said it before I did. I think Bryce Young is Steph Curry. Steph Curry would have been a higher draft choice if he was bigger, and the rest is history. And I think Bryce Young is going to be that good. And I would get a first-round pick for Justin Fields and rebuild my team around Bryce Young.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you more, Mike. First of all, there's a couple reasons. You and I, we kind of think alike in these terms of players and stuff like that, and body types and what we need. I just want you to think about what you said. He's a little small. So if a guy like Chris Jones gets a hold of him, and I understand, he played in the SEC, they got big guys. No, college football is different than the pros, as you know. I don't want no little-ass quarterback in Chicago in that bad weather trying to throw it. This isn't Josh Allen in Buffalo where you got a big, strong arm piercing the football. I think about, and I want him to get his money, and I want him to be drafted high. But I got a guy sitting there in Justin Fields that reminds me of a lot of a guy that's in Philadelphia in Jalen Hurts with nowhere near the weapons around him as Jalen Hurts. He's got a strong arm. We saw him in his first year as a full-time starter take some strides, both in the passing game and the run. So now you want me to surrender my first-round pick and go get Bryce Young? I think about Quinnen Williams. I think about Nick Bosa. That to me, frightens me with a small quarterback like that. My lineman is being double-teamed. He's trying to run. All you got to do is reach out his arm and pull him to the ground. It's hard for me to see that, Mike.
Yeah, I get it. I think those are fair points, but I'm going to factor in one other thing. We just talked about all these guys getting $50 million a year. If we draft Bryce Young and we're running a team key, we could push that out another 4 years and think about all the other guys we could go
sign. We're not going to be there in 4 years. We're going to be looking for a job somewhere and calling our friends
to help us. How do you address the size problem? Like, I get everything you're saying, and he's gifted in certain ways, but how do you address the fact that he is slightly built and that it's, you know, those commercials, you wouldn't make it in professional football, like when the little guy's in an oversized uniform. How do you address that?
Yeah, he will get stronger because you do throw with your legs. Drew Brees got stronger. He will always be short. You know, Justin Fields is certainly built to last, but he has a way to avoid the rush, try to slide. And I think because of his flexibility, while, look, there's no certainties in life, I think it's a risk worth taking because of the way he has survived so far playing at a high level. But make no mistake about it. The risk with Bryce Young is his size, and I think it's a risk worth taking.
There it is.
With the number one overall guy, Drew Brees was not the number one overall guy.
Mike Tannenbaum's not afraid to take a calculated risk. Key, you're not going to talk him out of it.
I'm not. He traded me. He took a risk.
All right. Mike T, ESPN front office insider. Thanks, Mike T.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, Mike.
Do we give KD a pass, yes or no? Plus, which quarterback makes the most sense for the Jets? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Friday is Friday. Woo!
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Trying to consume. Presented by Progressive Insurance, ESPN Radio. Max. Nate Dogg, that's a loss.
Hit the inside on the LBC.
You know, like you feel bad whenever you hear someone that you grew
you know
up
about
listening
that, Max?
To or watching and has passed, but especially when they produce stuff that you consume. And like, you think about all the stuff Nate Dogg would have still been doing, and it kills me. He's so good.
Legendary. Now the dub.
Now the running and the screaming, and it's a tad bit late. You should have thought about that before. Keyshawn, J. Willimax.
I think Yates wants to say something.
Hey, yo.
What's up, Yates?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got
what's
you.
What's up?
Key, someone said they're not sure if you can dance, cuz.
I can't dance.
He was on Dances
Wait,
with
Key,
the Stars.
Can't
I can't dance.
What do you mean you can't dance?
I mean, I can move around, but I'm not a dancer.
One of the people that work with us, Avia, said, I don't know if Key can dance. His bop ain't really danceable.
You remember when he be doing the bop? Because Key be like,
well, first of all, I'm sitting in a chair.
You can still bop, though. You can still bop while you're
How you want me to bop? You want me
two-step? Right shoulder,
I mean,
left
like,
shoulder.
Come on.
Right
I want to put a little cardboard down.
I mean, come on now.
Put down his box.
Right hand, left foot, left stomp.
But whoever said, what's his name? Because I don't even know him.
It's a her, Avia.
Oh, her, Avia.
Yeah,
okay.
She's back here talking about, I don't know, look at his shoulders.
Calm it down.
What you mean? Because I said, I don't even know him. I just assume. That's all.
Jamie.
Look at Max. He's going to get out.
I don't know where Jamie is.
Jamie somewhere.
Jamie from somewhere. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, y'all. Happy Friday.
Jamie from USA. Huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. As far as giving KD a pass, I don't really think y'all give him a pass. I think it's just perspective. Like, I think you got to appreciate how great of a player and scorer he is compared to LeBron. You know, LeBron, greatest scorer ever technically by the numbers now. I think we got to appreciate that as well. But we can't disregard how KD got to, you know, the Warriors. He was on a pretty good team before he got to the Warriors. They were up 3-1. They lost, you know, and then he goes to that team. Let's not disregard that. Let's not disregard LeBron didn't really leave a great Cleveland team. He was going off the merit of kind of just his really great play. KD had Harden, Young, had Westbrook, Young, had Ibaka, Young, left them. So we don't know what that would have been if he would have stayed. So, you know, I think, one, I'm not going to discredit KD because KD is amazing. Like, he's an amazing scorer, amazing overall player. But I'm not going to disregard how he got to where he is either.
Same way, I hear that, Jay.
I just think that KD and LeBron are different, mm-hmm. right? And I Max and I were talking quickly during the break, and I was like, when you think about Golden State, Key, whose team is Golden State?
I mean, it's Steph Curry's
okay,
team.
Okay, when you think about Milwaukee, whose team is Milwaukee?
It's Giannis.
When you think about the Lakers, whose team is the Lakers right now?
LeBron's.
Now, when Kevin Durant is on Phoenix, whose team is Phoenix?
It's Chris MP3. Paul.
When KD was on Golden State, whose team is Golden State?
Steph.
It's Steph. So it's like, but those guys are already there.
No. But it's regardless whose whether they're not key, and this is not a knock. KD is one of the most prolific scorers, if not the most prolific, the game of basketball has ever seen. Is he the leader of your franchise? No, I think you need a leader of your franchise in place so KD can do the scoring buckets
Jay,
of what he does.
I agree with that analysis.
But that example that you just gave, right?
Yeah.
You gave all – everybody was drafted there except CP3, which was brought there.
Whose team was OKC, Key?
Wait a minute, Max, let me finish.
Back in the day.
Let me finish. Hold on one sec. Phoenix, he was brought there to be the leader of a young squad in Devin Booker, right? But you glossed over, not glossed over, but you failed to realize that Miami's team was Dwayne Wade's until Dwayne Wade said, go ahead, LeBron.
Yeah, but that's LeBron.
LeBron was able
LeBron was born naturally as a leader. You see it in everything he does, regardless of whether you like the way he does
OKC
it or not.
Team. Who was OKC?
It was Russ.
Was it Russ?
It was Russ's team. That's the problem.
Wait, the problem. Yeah. Okay, wait. This is what I want to get to, Jay.
But
to this, Jay, when I bring it up a lot because you take it, I think, as, oh, I'm insulting KD. I don't mean to. I totally agree with what you're saying. And I think that's one of the issues is it's not KD's fault that he is so good at basketball and so tall to be that good. That his personality doesn't fit with the role he must naturally assume. So what I've always said about KD is he's the greatest complimentary player ever. And by that I mean, not that he's a compliment, but that he would only ever make any team he joins much better than they were before. He can't help it. But that's different than being Larry or Magic or Michael or Kobe or LeBron. There's a difference. Those guys were the gravitational center of the team. It's different. That's all I'm saying.
So in other words, what it sounds like to me, y'all both are saying, and more so you, Max, is that Kevin Durant will never win an NBA title if he's the main guy, the frontline guy, and the leader of a team.
No. I don't think he will be the leader of the team in that way. I think one of the problems in Brooklyn is because the structure wasn't already established,
so you
and
don't
Kyrie
like the fact
has an
that
alpha
he's a,
personality.
You don't like the fact that he's a quiet leader.
I think you can go about leading different ways.
I was going to say that. That's why I said that.
There's a lot of different ways to lead.
To lead.
Yes. He has to be a leader because of how good he is.
But he's not that way naturally.
But
the talent level of how we talk about Kevin Durant puts him in that stratosphere with other guys that led very differently than the way he leads. So we compare the way those guys led.
But that's not right, though.
I didn't say it was right.
No, you're talking, but I'm talking to Max. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You think that KD is naturally his person? Like, he is thrust into that position because of his talent.
But there's so many ways to be a leader and still win. You don't have to be Michael Jordan in your face.
You don't have to be
Kobe Bryant.
I get it.
You don't have to be LeBron.
I get it. What I'm asking you, I have a question for you because we only got about 30 seconds. Do you think it's possible for someone to be as good as KD and not put in a leadership role?
But he is a leader naturally.
Oh, you think he is a leader? Can you give me an example of anyone who's as good as KD at what they do and is not a leader? I don't think you can, because you're put in that position if you're that good.
You're naturally a leader, though, Max. You don't have to stand in front of the room. People see you. They watch you.
your talent and dedication to your craft has put you in that position, in a leadership position.
It's a comparison of what we're comparing other leaders that are considered to be the greatest players of all time.
Every coach don't have to screen.
Right.
Every coach don't have to screen.
But not every incredible player is a leader.
Yeah. And that's very true, too.
Keyshawn, J.
You
Will
need
and
somebody
Max.
To say things when it's really hard.
ESPN
Radio.
Well,
why don't you say something?
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Have a great weekend, fool.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.